episode 121, what you and superheroes have in common.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hello, 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 all my friends, ladies. How are you doing? It is a jump start to a brand new week. Now, for me, this is actually going to be airing on Monday. So depending upon when you're listening to it, I'm thinking that it's kind of your jump start to your week. So I want you to have an awesome, amazing, we're talking a, you know, squared. Yes, I want you to just go out and have an incredible week. Yes, and what better way than for us to start chatting together? Now, if you're not listening to this on the start of your week, that's okay. I still want you to go out wherever you are in your life, and I want you to have an amazing week, okay? Every single day, you have something to give. And today, we're going to talk about something that's just really fun. And maybe you could say, out of this world. Whoop, whoop. Yes, it is. It's out of this world. We are going to talk about what you and superheroes have in common. Now, I'm coming off of a huge weekend. It was superhero weekend. And of course, the huge, big, big blockbuster movie. For those of you who are big movie gurus around the world and you're watching, you know that the Avengers came out with The Age of Ultron, right? Okay, now, I got to confess here, I am not a big, huge movie buff. No, I'm not, believe it or not. However, my husband and my children are. They love movies. They are ones that could sit here and go bloop, bloop. They could just throw things at me. Mom, do you remember that? Oh, here. And then they start talking in character and it just goes right over my head. And I just look at him and I think, I'm so glad you got that from your father because you so did not get it from me. It's great for conversation. But for me personally, I just don't get it. Honestly, shh, don't tell them. I support them. I still love them. But really, I could be doing other things than watching movies. However, we're talking superheroes here, right? And I've always had a dream about superheroes. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But before we jump in, I just want to say I'm so excited that you're here. Yes, I'm glad you found us. I'm glad you're joining the revolution of becoming your best selfie, creating your now. It's one step at a time. Yes, it's awesome. And I am thrilled and I'm honored. Truly, I'm very grateful when you come in and listen to me because if it wasn't for you listening, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, which I so love what I do and getting to chat with you. I mean, you can imagine my dreams. I tell you, I think about you all the time. And I really do. I mean, okay, maybe not 24/7. But yes, every day you cross my mind at least twice a day. I kid you not. Seriously. And not just during my recording time. I'm talking about on top of my time when I do recording. And it's just because I really take it to heart. I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in who you are becoming, who God created you to be, because you were created for a purpose. Yes, and on purpose. How awesome is that feeling to know that you are that loved? Seriously, you are that loved that somebody cared enough for you already that God's got a plan for you. Now, that just gives me goosebumps all over. I mean, come on, let's call out the troops because that's awesome sauce, okay? It truly is. So, for those of you who are joining us who are a little bit newer, I'm so glad you're here. I really am. And you know where to find me. Go to createyournow.com. We are changing the website a little bit, so there may be hiccups once in a while. Be patient. I promise you when all is said and done, whenever you actually see this, hear this, listen to it, or actually see the website, the newer one versus the older one, and maybe if you're brand new, you won't even know that there was a difference. Regardless, I am so glad you're here. Okay, we got to talk superheroes, okay? Because, you know, I love superheroes. I love that amazing ending that the good guy wins, right? Who doesn't like it when the good guy wins? We always want that. You know, when you think about it and you watch the news, you want the good guy to win always, right? You hope that in our justice system and in our school systems, every system that we have, you want the good guy to win, right? Well, I told you I had a dream, and that dream was that everyone would feel like a superhero. Because you know what you really are. You are truly a superhero. Because in your world, the people who you come in contact with, and when I'm talking about your world, it's the people literally that you interact with on a daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. Okay, you have contact with these people. Your Facebook friends, your Instagram people, your Pinterest. Now, these are the ones you actually know and interact with them, okay? Your people at school, your high school buddies, your college, you know, girlfriends, all of them, okay? Your church. That is your world that you come in contact with. Your career, okay? The people that you work with, okay? That is your world. We don't know the 7 billion people all in the world, right? Now, if you think about that, that would be quite overwhelming if we really knew absolutely everybody. But the world is so small because of technology today that you truly can be a superhero. Now, growing up, I always thought superheroes were awesome. In fact, okay, I'm going to date myself here. Way back when there were really, really, really good cartoons on, and, you know, we only had one TV on in the house, and we had Saturday morning cartoons. Anybody can relate? Raise your hand. Yes, yes, you can. Okay, well, they had the superheroes, and do you remember the Wonder Twins? Wonder Twins activate, shape of, and one would be like ice, for, you know, form of, and they would go into water. Okay, I pretended to be one of those Wonder Twins. My girlfriends and I would get together. I'm like, let's be the Wonder Twins. What do you want to be? What shape are you? Know, who are you? Da, 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 da. And it was so much fun. But the thing was, is I thought, what a way to think of your life as being a superhero. Okay? And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, because I truly believe that you, yes, I said you, are a superhero, a real life, real authentic superhero. You do amazing things. I just don't think that you realize that you do that. And we're going to kind of go with it. So whether or not you are into the big movie of the Avenger, you know, the Age of Ultron, etc., you know what? You still need to listen here, okay? Because we're not really talking about the movie. We're talking about superheroes, okay? Especially, I don't want to ruin the movie for anybody who hasn't seen it and is going to see it. And if you're asking me, yes, I personally did enjoy the movie. I cried, but I cry at commercials. So you know what? It was a good movie for me, and I did enjoy it. Had a blast with my family, and I'm so glad I went. So stay tuned. I still want you to stick around, even if you haven't watched the movie. Okay, now, I already told you that I'm not a really big movie watcher. But I do believe superheroes and the thought of superheroes does really play an important part in our life. So I ask you this, what traits does your superhero have? Yeah, kind of a weird question, isn't it? Well, not so much. If you could create a superhero, what would he or she have? Obviously, you have to determine the sex of it, okay? I want you to kind of think from the point of you specifically, okay? You as the individual. So if you are a female, okay, then you're looking at it from a woman's perspective. If you're a male, I want you to look at it from a male's perspective, okay? All right, so mom, dad, you know where we're going with this, okay? Of course, now these traits are going to vary, okay, when you're looking at your superhero. Because why? You're going to be influenced by what? Your successes, your experiences, your struggles, and your storms, okay? You're going to look at things differently. So can you imagine how many different superheroes that we could have on this earth? Crazy. My mind can't even wrap itself around it. It can't fathom it, because literally you could have somebody that was kind of like that, but not so much. Now, have you ever looked at the cover of the podcast, Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie? You see the reflection. That's a reflection there. Yep. That woman's what? She's looking in a mirror. What is she wearing on the back of herself? Yeah. a cape. That's put there for a reason. We're going to get into that reason later, not right today, but we are. Hence my dream of superheroes, because like I said before, I really believe each of you, yes, you are a superhero. Now, regardless of who your superhero is, okay, there are three key traits that they all have. Yep, you heard me. I'm spilling the beans right now, okay? I'm giving you a hint. There's three, okay, definitely. Now, you have to come up with others, but I'm going to give you three. Guess what they are? Faith, hope, and love. Yeah. Each of them carry it a little bit differently, but they each have the traits of faith, hope, and love. When I was watching the movie this weekend, I noticed each trait in each of the superheroes, and they were all brought out differently. They, you know, you could see it differently in the Hulk. You could see it, you know, Bruce. You could see it differently in Captain America. You could see it differently in Thor. Now, I am not going to spoil the movie for you. In fact, you could even see it differently in Mom. Yes, that's all I'm going to say. Okay? Because if you haven't seen the movie, you won't know what I'm talking about. If you have seen the movie, you know who I'm speaking of. But yes, even Mom was a superhero, wasn't she? Yeah, she was. And you wonder why I look at you and say, yep, you're a superhero too. Now, of course, we're not going to give away anything on that movie. But I want you to think about the traits. Faith, hope, and love are three key traits, okay? Faith, what? That helps them to continue. There's a reason. There's a purpose for what they're doing. There's something deeper. Hope gives them what? A way to continue, to not surrender or not give up. And love, the best and the greatest thing of all is what? Is love. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not going to give the love one away either. Okay. But I found a couple quotes and I thought they were just interesting. So I just want to share them with you. Alan Wong said this: what does it mean to be a superhero? We're all fighting for the better good. But at the same time, I think what stands out is as superheroes, you don't give up. You don't surrender. I think that's what makes a superhero. Again, what are the traits of your superhero? Okay, that's what Ellen Wong kind of thought about it. Now, I kind of gave wind to if you looked on the cover. And if not, if you haven't really looked at the cover of the podcast, look at it. You'll kind of see the cape there. Okay, the Wonder Woman, okay, so to speak. Well, Olivia Munn said this: I love dressing up in superhero outfits. And in fact, when I dress up as Wonder Woman, I actually think that I'm more powerful. You see, go back to when you were a child. Go back when you would pretend to be someone greater than really who you are, okay? You did feel more powerful, didn't you? You felt indestructible. You felt like you could go an extra mile. That, you know, it's like when you're playing with your friends, like, the time would never end, and you would hate to have Mom or Dad call out and say, it's time to come in for dinner. No, but we just got started. I'm Wonder Woman. And no, yeah. You see, those superhero traits we want, honestly, deep down, kind of in our subconscious, we really kind of would like to have. Because when we go through our experiences of life, we go through our struggles and our storms, and we have our successes even. And we want to look back going, we want to understand the reason behind it. Why did we make it to where we did? How did we get to where we were based on where we were coming from? I never thought I would get through that storm. It seemed so horrible when I was in it, and now I'm on the other side, and I can't believe I made it. What are your superhero traits? Okay, so here. Oh, the biggest kiss of all. Did you get it? That was for you. Yes, it was. Remember, the keep it simple strategy right here. Guess what? It's time for you to discover your superhero. Yep, you got work to do. And this is going to be maybe a little challenging, but this is something we're going to continue on, and it's going to play a part here as you begin to become your best selfie, okay? We've been talking about the weed, okay, right? The weed or a couple weeds that are eating at you, that hold you ball and chain. Okay, now we've moved on, and we're starting to fill in some cracks, okay, here as to what we're doing. This is a very important step. Now, it's going to start to make sense as we go through this whole process. So hang in there with me, because I promise you that things will be revealed over time, and there is a reason to my superhero madness, so to speak. And if nothing else, go with me and pretend with me, because, you know, we're getting older, so we might as well go back to pretending days, okay? All right, so here's your kiss that you are to discover your superhero. And how you're going to do that is, number one, you need to answer these questions. Number one, what traits or characteristics do you have? So you need to name them. I've already given you three, so I've kicked you off good, right? Faith, hope, and love, okay? Those are your top three. You need to figure out the others, okay? Now, number two, as we go down, it gets a little more challenging. Number two, what one superpower do you have? One superpower that you have, okay? Remember I talked about Wonder Twins activate, shape of an ice mountain, okay? What is your one power that you have? And I want you to think about this, okay? Because when you figure out your one power, you're going to be asking yourself, why that one power, okay? What is it that's drawing me towards that one power? Okay, this is a tough one. Number three, you're discovering your superhero. Number three, what do you fear the most? Yes, even Captain America has a fear. Even Thor has a fear. Yes, and even Stark has a fear, right? Iron Man, okay? Whoever you know him by, okay? Tony Stark, Iron Man, he even has a fear. Now, if you saw the movie, you would understand what I'm talking about. I'm not going to give you it away right now. But what do you fear the most? And this is how you're discovering your superhero. That's a very important and very tough question to answer. I promise we're going somewhere with this, okay? And number four, this is the last one. Hang in there with me. What do you want to leave behind? Yes. When all is said and done and your superhero time you have served is complete, what do you want to leave behind? What is your legacy? Okay? That's a tough one, man. Three and four are tough. So let me review them real quick so you got them in your mind, because you're discovering your superhero. Number one, what traits or characteristics do you have? Those can be multiple. Blah, blah, blah. Let's try that again. That could be a multitude of answers. And again, that's going to be based off of what? Your successes, your experiences, your struggles, your storms, and everybody's going to come up with something different. There is no right or wrong answer. The answer is specific to you. Okay? Got that? Number two, what one superpower do you have? Okay. Number three, what do you fear the most? And number four, what legacy do you want to leave behind? Okay. I really want you to put some thought into this. And I know kind of you're like, Christiane, you're really stretching me here. That's the whole point. Okay. You are a superhero. Okay. You just don't know how all of it fits together quite yet. Okay. So work with me here. I promise you this is going to take you to another dimension, okay? It seriously will, all right? Remember, it's all about what we want to get on the other side. Yeah, I do, because I want to see you on the other side. So work with me on this. Discover your superhero. And I really do. I would encourage you, enjoy the movie. If you don't want to go and pay the fees, I mean, I know what it's like to take a very large family to go and see the movie. It's an arm and a leg for us to go with a family of seven. So I get that. That's why we do not go very often. That's okay. Wait till it comes out. You can rent it, buy it, whatever. Okay. But it is a fun, good movie. However, I will preface it with this. If you have young children, there are a couple words in there. Okay. So just so you know that, it's not totally free of all language. But it's not really bad. I think maybe 4 or 5 words were said total. But they did talk about it, so it might be a good way to open up discussion with your little ones. But you need to be the judge for that. But just wanted to kind of let you know that it's not all clean. Okay, with that, what superhero are you? Okay, because remember my dream, you are a superhero to me. Okay, I want you to go out. I want you to have a magnificent day. I want it to be amazing and absolutely incredible. Okay, because guess what? You're training for life, and I promise you, you're going to love your journey. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.